This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
It's really great to be catching up with Adam Kelly. You are absolutely hilarious. People will know you from TikTok and all your videos where I think you might torment your family members, but all the better because it keeps us laughing. How are you keeping? Thanks so much for joining me on the show.
Thanks very much for having me. Well, I'm still alive anyways, and so are they, so we're doing all right. I haven't drove them into the ground yet, no. I think the father's had a few heart scans since our last meeting together, so I haven't got rid of them yet.
I don't know how they put up with you sometimes, but you know what? It must be great crack in your house. I know we were having a chat the last time all about, I suppose, you know, how you kind of started in your career. If people kind of maybe didn't listen to that interview, can you give us a little bit of a rundown as to what you do on social media and, you know, how you continue to keep doing it?
I think you put it in good words there yourself. So basically, I kind of take the mick out of my parents and vice versa. They do a good job of taking the mick out of me as well. And yeah, it accidentally started doing very well online. I think Irish people can relate to it a lot, what life is like at home. And then I think other countries are looking, thinking, what if I done this now? I'd probably be thrown away into a room for a couple of years and won't be allowed to talk to any of the family members. So I think there's a nice little mixture there of the relatability and people also fearing that I'm chatting to my parents the way I'm chatting to them.
Brilliant. And like, how many years are you doing this now? When did it all begin?
During COVID, which is, I always say, Asher, it's not too long. I'm not doing it too long, but it's been a few years now. I'm starting to get a bit worried that time is going on and I'm getting a little bit older and I'm afraid the young ones won't relate to me anymore. So I need to try and make sure that I kind of stay cool.
Absolutely. And no doubt, I mean, I still watch your videos and I think, you know what, you kind of really pinpoint that really great relationship that all of us Irish have with our family members and the crack and the way that we're all just, you know, kind of bouncing off one another. And, you know, it kind of brings us back to the, you know, it's not kind of uptight and reserved. It's literally how we all get on. And I'm no doubt you're going to have a lot coming up over Christmas and all of the different scenarios that we get ourselves into with our family members around Christmas.
Oh, 100%. We've lots in store now, especially around the Christmas time when everyone's kind of home. That's kind of the crack and everything we would have had, like from when I was a young fella. Anyways, is Christmas time especially is when you're all close together, spending more time together. And all Irish families are very similar. There's no holding back when it comes to slagging, and there's nobody's feelings being hurt. You can't have feelings to hurt them in an Irish family, otherwise you're in a bit of bother. So we have lots of big things planned now, and we're just gonna have a good old laugh with them. It's great to be able to basically be full time. I'd be a full time EGOT now. If I'm gonna be an EGOT, I might as well get paid to do it, you know.
Absolutely. How has, you know, I suppose your life and your career changed since you decided to kind of go into this full time? Because I suppose a lot of people will see, you know, what we see the finished product as, you know, your great videos and the laugh and the jokes. But obviously there's a little bit of a business side all behind it as well, that you have to make sure that, you know, I suppose that you have an income for yourself at the end of the day to keep doing what you do.
Oh, 100%. That's the big thing now. I suppose for a long time there was no money coming in, and you know, I'm going down and telling the parents there, here, I want to take the mickey in front of the camera here with Ian today, but I wasn't bringing any money. And thankfully, they were very, very supportive the whole way through.
Yeah.
They kind of gave me that like luxury time of maybe 6 to 8 months without making anything, bringing anything in. And at my age, I suppose I probably should have been. Whereas now it's kind of, once the money started coming in and flowing and stuff like that, it is gone very businessy. And I suppose sometimes it's nearly hard to appreciate where you are now compared to maybe even a year ago, because you're always kind of focusing on what's next, rather than just settling down a bit and just having the crack and enjoying it from like where we started.
Absolutely. What's been the biggest challenge that you've kind of faced, I suppose, in the run up to building your career? And how did you maybe overcome it?
I suppose the biggest challenge for us online, I was told by many people to change the content because, again, there's cursing in it, and there's, you know, some of the jokes might be above 18, let's say, and it
Yeah.
was kind of all that type of stuff. And I was always told the whole way going through social media to change the content to kind of suit brands and suit, like, you don't actually get paid for TikTok in this country, so it's all about like fitting brands and stuff. But the decision to stay with what we we're known for and what people enjoyed our content for was the best thing that I've done, because the numbers were going up, and it gets to a stage, I suppose, where brands are happy to work with you anyways, because you're kind of you're being yourself and you're not kind of being the same as everyone else, which is a good thing. But that was stressful. Now the decision to stick, probably make less money for a while, to stick to our guns and kind of be that Irish humor rather than going brand friendly, that was a big decision.
Yeah, and like, I mean, at least you stayed true to yourself, because I think a lot of people I've been talking about social media, the ones that are doing really, really well are the ones that are authentic to themselves. You know, it'd be crazy if you were trying to do something else that, like, you know, another influencer was doing, because then you wouldn't be authentic, Adam, do you know? So I think fair play to you for sticking to your guns, because it can be hard to try and, you know, not listen to advice where people are like, look, if you change the content, you'll make extra money here, or you'll get to work with this brand. So it must be a hard decision to try and make.
Oh, 100% sure. When you're hearing, I suppose, figures, you're kind of getting a little bit excited. But you know, we didn't start off at the very beginning to make money. It was all a bit of crack. And you know, there's people out there that look. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of people that probably don't enjoy the content. That's completely fine. Like comedy is, there's a, like everyone has their opinion on comedy. That's it's subjective, and that's the beauty of it. But there are people out there that kind of are going through a tough time, and the videos might help them and stuff like that. So if I was to switch up and start being a little like a robot talking about brands and stuff like that, you know, you do get caught out fairly quickly, and it doesn't end well. So this is kind of a long term thought for us, and people have kind of pushed us up and put me in places that I wouldn't have got to if I was by myself. So I've a lot of supporters and stuff to thank for kind of keep adding brands and stuff like that to get me involved with them. So it works out that way as well, you know.
Absolutely. Have you got any, like, kind of pinnacle moment, or maybe a project that you got to do when you kind of thought, whoa, this is, you know, this is real now. Like, I'm actually, like, really doing this, and it's a career for me.
Yeah, well, like even the stuff, like I got involved with stand up and stuff like that through social media, something I never would have thought I'd been able to do. And because of social media, one of the lads there, Three Bucks Left, he kind of took me under his wing and helped me get on stage and stuff. And like, if you had to talk to me 4 years ago, whatever about sitting at home and doing videos with your parents, there wasn't a hope I was getting on stage. So after a while, then when you're getting up in front of a crowd and then people are kind of coming up and saying to you that, like, oh Jesus, you're doing comedy full time. Like, the word comedian isn't a word that I would have ever have put myself into the same category. I'm still a bit away from it, but it's nearly becoming a reality now, which is a nice thing because of social media. It kind of helped me jump a lot of steps in which I would have had to take if there was no social media.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you might have been just about to start doing some of those shows when we were talking the last time, and I was even
Yeah.
asking you about, you know, like the difference between obviously recording content on your phone and then, like, you know, the quick, fast pace of like being on stage, and you've got that audience in front of you, and I say it's so daunting, but you've obviously absolutely flown with it, and you were really well received by the public as well.
That's a good thing. I think there's every family has someone that's probably missing a few screws. So it is kind of relatable, and that's what my main thing is. No matter like how big the numbers get or how many viewers you get in, you kind of stay true to yourself. I think that if I started walking around being halfway arrogant at all, I think my father might give me a few slaps anyway. So there's no fear of it letting anything get to my head and everything like that. But it's good to have them there for the support. But again, a lot of Irish people are very similar. You know, we don't like to get ahead of ourselves, and you kind of it's nearly awkward when people are saying that you're doing well for yourself. You kind of want to come up with an excuse and say, ah, well, you know, I could be doing better, or you know, there's different areas. You try to put it down. That's one thing that we're very, very good for.
Absolutely. Well, like, you've got 2.1 million followers on Instagram alone. You know, like, so I think that you're doing a fantastic, fantastic job. But you're so right. We hate taking compliments when we're Irish people. We're like, ah, sure, we're grand, but thanks very much. You know, if you've got anything coming up in 2025, I know we're kind of coming close to the end of the year, and people always say, what's on your, you know, what's on your goal list, or what would you like to achieve? And is there anything that stands out for you that you'd like to go for in 2025?
Yeah, so for 2025, again, probably aiming slightly bigger than it sounds now, but you just don't know. But I'd like to write out a comedy series, kind of get a few people from that like social media background involved in it. But I'd like to write out a comedy series and kind of pitch it, or even a short movie or something and pitch it. I think you've seen there, even with the Kneecap Lads, they had their movie, and that was kind of their break into the acting side of things. And I don't know if they'll ever do it again, but that movie was brilliant. I'd like to. I don't have any acting background, or I did never went to drama school, so I feel like I'd like to get involved in comedy acting, and the only way to do it is if I write out my own thing and try and pitch it that way. So hopefully on Netflix, Amazon Prime, RTE, any of them boys looking for a I'll get something wrote out, and that might be the plan for the end of next year now.
Well, brilliant. Well, if you ever need to support it or give it a bit of a plug, you're always welcome here on iRadio. We love having you on. But I suppose last but not least, if anybody's tuned in and they are looking for a bit of advice to give, you know, to kind of break into this field or maybe turn their passion like what you have into your career, have you got any advice for them?
Yeah, 100%. It's just that I suppose it for younger people more probably relatable to this bit of advice, but like go for it. Don't be worrying what anyone thinks yet. Like there's lots of people that probably think you're an idiot anyways. So a few extra commenting underneath a video isn't going to bother you. As my father always says, when you worry, you die. When you don't worry, you die. So why worry? So if you're young, take the risk, go for the gamble. It's a lot easier to make the mistakes now. You have lots of time to make up for it anyways. But yeah, just take people's opinions away from your mind, and you'll be grand. You'll fly it.
Brilliant. Adam, you're such a gent to have a chat to. I really, really appreciate it. If people want to
Thanks,
follow
Louise.
you
Cheers.
online, if they want to check out everything that you're getting up to and hopefully see you on the big screen very, very soon. We're gonna wish that and hope that for you in 2025.
Cheers.
Where can people follow you?
So Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, the whole lot. I'm everywhere. My face is everywhere. I'm trying to get in front of as much as I can. Two big lugs, the number two, and just big ears, basically. That's what it is. Two big lugs.
Good on you. Adam Kelly, always a pleasure to chat to you here on iRadio. It's such a brilliant, brilliant time, and we wish you all the success in the world and a happy Christmas.
You too. Happy Christmas.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.